100.7 star, ladies and gentlemen. He will be in the building tonight. Jelly Roll, live on Bubba Show, coming to town. WWE SmackDown, PPG Paints Arena. What's up, Jelly?
What's up, baby? Coming back to Pittsburgh, but it's not the same.
Listen.
It's different.
Listen, Jelly, we were talking off the air, right? So, Jelly, we've gotten to know each other pretty well. He called me on his cell phone, on my cell phone. Now
what?
We're putting him on the radio. And Joe, you didn't even know that I also do pro wrestling till just a few minutes ago.
I know you're the IWC Tag Team Champion. You just hit me.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I'd have known. I might need a tag team partner if the Miz and Kit keep picking on me together.
I know. What's up with that? So let me ask you a question. Obviously, we have followed your journey and your amazing career. I'm your biggest fan. I'm your biggest supporter. You're one of the most true human beings I know. And what about pro wrestling do you love so much?
Dude, I think I started as a kid, and I loved the storytelling. I mean, I loved the in-ring stuff, obviously, too. I thought it was the craziest thing ever. But the storytelling, classic good guy, classic bad guy, twists and turns, bad guys turning good, good guys turning bad, good guys having to make hard decisions. It's life. It's truly an art form that replicates life.
And how much has your weight loss journey motivated you to do more with the WWE?
Oh, no. See, we got to change that around, Bubba. How much has the WWE motivated my weight loss journey?
Okay, let's go. How much?
That's different.
Almost all of four.
So basically, WWE was the catalyst for you to get healthy and lose this weight and just do it.
True story. I'd walked the 5K with Bert Kreischer, and I started losing weight.
Right.
And then I went to the WWE SummerSlam event, and they let me choke slam Austin Theory.
Yep.
And that night, I caught the bug. I went backstage and told Triple H I was going to lose 200 pounds and take a match. He told me if I lost 200 pounds, he'd promise me a match.
Oh.
I lost 200 pounds. He honored his word and gave me a match. I left there and told him I was going to lose another 50 and come back for another one, and here we are.
Here we are. Now, listen, could you do me a favor to PPG Paints Arena, WWE SmackDown? By the way, I will be there, so hopefully I'll be wandering around backstage. I'll get a chance to say hi and say what's up. I know you're going to be busy, so only take a short period of time, but would you just do me a favor? And we've actually had the Miz in the studio before. We're from Pittsburgh. He's from Cleveland. Pittsburgh hates Cleveland. Could you just hit him one time for me on behalf of the entire city of Pittsburgh?
Oh, Bubba, you don't have to worry. If I see the Miz tomorrow, he's not getting a hit. He's getting an ass whooping.
Let's go!
Miz is the reason I got a problem with Kit Wilson. I don't even have a Kit Wilson problem. I have a Miz problem that turned into a Kit Wilson problem.
Exactly.
I love this. I love it. Miz wasn't nice to me. Jelly Roll, nice to me.
Right?
Miz, not nice to me.
Miz was in the studio and was mean to Melanie. Miz, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
How? You know what? I'm going to double kick his ass now, Melanie.
That's right.
Miz, by the way. What an absolute ass.
Exactly. He is. You know, Jelly, thank you for calling. We don't want to take too much of your time. You're amazing. You know, over the years I've got a chance to meet you. You have never been anything but the kindest soul to me. I'm so thankful for the small amount of friendship you provide me. And we are super excited that you're coming back to Pittsburgh, not to sing, to do an ass whooping at Friday Night SmackDown at the PPG Paints Arena.
PPG.
We are so excited
listen,
to see you, my friend.
Bubba. For those listening to your show and Melanie's show that are not a fan of wrestling, let me tell y'all, if there was ever a time to be a fan, it's right now. Us wrestling marks, we call this WrestleMania season. We are on the road to WrestleMania, baby, and it is coming to your town 3 weeks before WrestleMania. I wouldn't miss it. If I was in Pittsburgh, Jelly Roll's there. I'm sure Cody Rhodes is coming. I need to talk to Randy Orton. I've got a lot going on tomorrow night. I wouldn't miss it if I was y'all.
Absolutely. Chelsea Green was live in our studio yesterday hanging out with us for a half an hour. Yep. We will all be there tonight. Hopefully I'll see you backstage. WWE Friday Night SmackDown. Jelly Roll's going to be in the burg. Buy your tickets now. Jelly Roll, thank you for calling in. You're a blessing.
We love you.
Love you, brother, man. Take them bumps as soft as you can, brother. Good luck.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, brother. Peace.